You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
That's right, welcome along to Cocktail Corner, brought to you by not one establishment, but the collective of bars up there on K Road and K Road as a whole. So that's the place to hit if you want to go out for a bite to eat, get some Auckland culture, get some entertainment, get the vibe, get some Auckland grit.
Get the vibe.
So this evening we've got Tamara from Charlie Baxter's.
Hello.
Brendan from Thirsty Dog and Charlie Baxter's.
How are you going?
And we've got Brett, tell us a bit, just give us
Hi
a rundown.
There.
You're sort of like, you're adding the cultural
I struggle
side.
To explain as well. So I'm here to talk about some of the events that I've been doing up on K-Road with my comedic partner, Stephen Lyons. We have an organization called Paper Goat, which is all about bringing unique events to venues around Auckland. And some of those events happen at the Thirsty Dog, soon to be at Charlie Baxter's, Love Bucket, which is amazing. We do Drawing Room there on the third Tuesday of every month. It's like a no skills required drawing group where I bring an interesting model dressed up in an interesting costume.
I just had a peek. I just got a behind the scenes peek and it looks like a really good time.
First one's free.
Some real talents, some real talented drawers that come through. I feel like some actual like comic artists.
Yeah, that's purely coincidental. Like we are mostly there for people that can't draw but like to. The fact that great artists also come along is, you know, that's cool.
But then, you know, you get to kind of rub shoulders and if you're interested in drawing, you can ask the questions to the people that know the things.
That's true. We also have a lovely guy named Mike Chapman who comes along every week and he will sit with you and help you perfect your drawings if you want to.
This is good. That's good.
Yeah, so he's our sort of rodeo clown. But for art.
It's like keeping the karaoke going kind of thing.
That's right. We also have live music every month provided by various musicians from around Auckland. My regular band is called Bed, and they are made up of Louis Newton and Cam Taylor, who have a band that's kind of killing it right now called Fred.
Bed and Fred.
That's right. Get in bed with Fred.
Nice. Now Tamara, representing Charlie Baxter's. What sort of cocktail are we having this evening?
So I whipped this up a couple of days ago when one of my friends came in and it was one of the only sunny days of the week. So I've now just dubbed it today the Lime Time Pineapple Crime.
Very nice.
And, great name.
And yeah, so basically, I'll make it now. It is 30 mils of Plantation Triple Star white rum.
We're actually no strangers to Plantation pineapple rum. We've had a lot of it up here over the course of doing this segment. And it's good stuff.
We're definitely going to have to mention Proven Kai, I suppose, if they're going to be talking about Zero Gabba Killers.
And then we got 15 mils of cardamom vodka.
Cardamom
vodka.
In a green bottle. Looks like it's kind of it looks like a sort of gin presentation.
Very good.
I'm going to see that bottle.
What is cardamom vodka? Oh, it's absolute.
So it's vodka infused with cardamom. Okay. And then 15 mils of lime juice.
Lime juice.
And 60 mils of.
Does anyone know the price of limes at the moment, by the way?
Oh. It was really good a few weeks ago.
Fuck limes, by the way.
I was buying them by the bushel full.
Buying them by the bushel.
So hang on. So 30 mils Plantation pineapple rum, 15 mils cardamom vodka, 15 mils lime juice.
And 60 mils of pineapple juice.
And what was the beautiful name again?
John's writing everything
Lime
down.
Lime Time Pineapple Crime.
Lime Time Pineapple Crime.
John will attach these ingredients to the podcast.
Chuck a huge amount of ice into the shaker.
Oh.
Slap it in.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. And give it a shake.
We cut to a shaky battle song.
Ha ha. Do what you need to do. Don't worry about the microphone. We'll live.
Smash out.
Oh yes! Oh.
Master! There we go!
And break the glass.
Oh shit!
And then
Hopefully that can go in the drink.
Double strain.
Did you save the drink, though? That's amazing.
I did. The drink is all here.
Funny thing is, she still nailed it. Absolutely wonderful.
Then you double strain into a coupe glass, and then with the rigorous shaking of the pineapple juice, it creates an egg white-like head on top of the cocktail.
It does.
Without having eggs in it.
John asked the question. It's like, where's the egg white?
Frothy.
So frothy.
I'm so stoked right now. Yes, we're on Tumblr down. Did you bring that Tumblr, by the way?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's so gone forever now.
Tumblr down.
And garnish with a wheel of lime.
That's the perfect garnish.
Beautiful.
Write down, you have to break the glass, John. Write that down in the ingredient thing.
And whoever gets the shard of glass wins the party.
That's why you double strain. That's why you double strain.
Book Hungry, would you like first sip of this delicious looking cocktail?
You know that I've had one already.
But he's happy to have another.
Have some of the fresh
ones. It's not a shot.
It looks beautiful.
Anything in a coupe with like the big
head
head on it, because I originally thought it must have egg white in it, but obviously that's not the case. But it's great to see it with this sort of look and this velvety.
So delicious.
It's kind of like a fruju, like a fruju in a cocktail.
Maybe the next one will have to be like fruju tropical snow flavor.
It's actually really close to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm just going to get a picture of the glass on the ground.
Can't buy. So this is something we can get at Charlie Bax's on K Road?
Of course, yeah. This is going to be available for the next month down there. And
what's
also
it
just
again?
Lime Time Pineapple
Lime
Crime.
Lime Time Pineapple Crime, that's what we're talking about.
Perfect. Many pineapples.
Just to say
were
a big
injured.
Thank you as well, just to K Road Business Association again, and to Odyssey Wines for sponsoring this month's sort of thing as we go forward. So, throwing it in there.
No. Good.
And Brett, anything else coming up on in the near future? What's happening? What's happening?
Art
culture.
So there's a couple things. I'll try and keep it brief for y'all. Since we were talking about Charlie Baxter's, we have an event coming up at Charlie Baxter's called All Together Now next Thursday. It's a group sing-along party.
Charlie
Baxter's on K Road. If you go to Ellerslie, you'll get great beer, but you'll be singing alone.
We had a couple of ravers arrive out to Charlie Baxter's in Ellerslie the other night. Like, they were looking for a drum and bass night, but they ended up at this lovely craft beer local bar in Ellerslie.
That's perfect.
They were neoned out. You know, it was pretty good. All the
any relation, though,
you know,
this other Charlie Baxter's?
Well, look, you know, we had...
They're close cousins.
When we opened the one in K Road, it was kind of looking to do the same thing, but... The vinyl thing sort of took over when we opened, and now it's just sort of vinyl DJs week in, week out, wanting to. It's such a resurgence, like, the last year or two. It's crazy. So we're just happy to do that on K Road.
My
so.
Computer broke, and now I just play vinyl.
That's
what I do now. This is my thing. Sweet. Thank you very much, team.
Brett.
So, okay, yeah, back on track. Thank you so much. He's a professional. So All Together Now on the 24th of October, that's a Thursday, come by around 6:30. We'll be singing till 9. We're raising money for sustainable coastlines. They organize amazing beach cleanups, also tree planting. Check them out. They're awesome. We play the music loud so you can sing as loud as you want to.
As loudly as you like.
It's also for a good cause. It's 10 bucks or as much as you want to give us. And that is through an organization called Paper Goat that I work with Stephen Lyons, great comedian, and also look up makefun.co.nz.
Okay, awesome.
Okay,
nice. Cool, cheers, dude.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.